was climbing up a mountain, headed for the top. My feet started sliding, and I almost fell off. I landed on a rocky ledge, suspended in the air. And I cried out in despair. I said, is anybody out there? Anybody there? Oh. Then I saw him reaching down, and I heard him call, give me your hand,
give me your hand.
I'll lift you up,
I'll lift you up.
Don't be afraid,
don't be afraid.
You just have to trust. Oh. I have been there
in the place you stand.
Oh yeah, there's no need to fear. That's why I'm here.
Give me your hand.
Oh, give me your
hand.
I'll lift you up.
I'll lift you up.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
You just have to trust. I have been there
in the place you stand.
Oh yeah, there's no need to fear. That's why I'm here.
Give me your hand.
Oh, how can I say thank you? You truly saved my life. Oh yes, the Savior smiled. He said that's alright. Tomorrow when you're climb you, look around you all the way. There are many others to be saved. Crying, is anybody out there? Anybody there at all? Remember this and call.
Give me your hand. Lift you up,
I'll lift you up.
Don't be afraid,
don't be afraid.
You just have to trust. Oh, I have been there
in the place you stand.
There's no need to fear.
That's why I'm here.
Give me your hand.
Give me your hand.
Give me your hand.
Lift you up,
don't be afraid,
don't be afraid.
You just have to trust. I have been there
in the place you stand.
Oh yeah, there's no need to fear. That's why I'm here.
Give me your hand,
give me your hand, give me your hand,
give me your hand.
Lift you up,
I'll lift you up.
Don't be afraid,
don't be afraid.
You just have to trust. I have been there
in the place you stand.
There's no need to fear.
That's why I'm here.
Give me your hand. No need to fear,
that's why I'm here.
Give me your hand. Oh, I have been there
in the place you stay.
There's no need to fear,
that's why. I'll lift you up.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
You just have to trust.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We appreciate you and we love you. Grateful to you for this opportunity we have to come to you. Remember when we were at the ledge, sliding, and you looked where we are, and you gave us your hand. And you're asking us to also stretch our hand to somebody else sliding. I pray that this morning as we come to your word will rule and reign in every heart. Show us mercy. Show us grace. Guide us with your loving eye and teach us from your loving word. We thank and we bless you for today in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Please lift up your Bible or your whatever you have your Bible on. Lift it up high. If you don't have anything and you have only the screen, then you can point to the screen. But otherwise, lift it up high and let's sing our song together.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
Like a Sunday school song. So if you cannot sing this song, then you cannot sing any song at all. And if you are not attempting to learn it, then you deserve a special prayer. Do you understand? So lift it high. Like Bible says that if you don't become like a little child, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So lift it higher than your head. And let's all sing together one more time.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
The last time.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
You may be seated, and I'm happy to see all of you. I believe that we had a wonderful time last week, wasn't it? Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord for blessing us at one day fantastic convention. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I began to talk to you concerning mysteries of the kingdom. Are you here or you've gone home? Right. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 10. Luke chapter 8 verse number 10. Let's have it on the screen and let's all read together this morning. All right. Okay. Shall we go? Read it out. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Where do you go? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Ready, go. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. This is a response to a question that the disciples asked Jesus. Why do you speak to them in parables? Why don't you go straight to the point? Why do you say it in such a way that they find it difficult to understand? And Jesus said, unto you, you have been given the privilege. Can I have an amen? To understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? But unto them, it is not. So not everybody has the same privilege. Are you here? Now, if you're sitting in church, I want to tell you, all of you, that you are very privileged to be hearing the word of God. Bible says some people, they hear, but they cannot hear. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. This is the words of Jesus. Blessed are your ears. Everybody, put your hand on your ear. Say, my ears are blessed. Say it like you believe it. Put your hand on your eyes. Say, my eyes are blessed. Amen. The verse said, blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. Do you know some people have eyes they can't see, and they have ears and they cannot hear? I'm not talking about the physically challenged, either the blind or the deaf. But I'm talking about spiritually challenged. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. But you, your eyes are blessed. Come on, say, my eyes are blessed. Hold your neighbor's ear and put the ear and tell him your ears are really, really blessed. Could you hold this? Don't be afraid of him. Hold the ear and pull and tell him your ears are really, really blessed. Some of you are not obeying me at all. Are you afraid of it, Pastor Messi? Why are you afraid of it? Pull it and tell her or him, your ears are really, really, really blessed. Ah, madam, what has your husband done against you? You have been wanting to punish your husband, isn't it? When she was born the year, I wonder what you have done wrong. You have been waiting to do something bad to him. It's an opportunity to revenge. What a shock. Charles, forgive her. Why? Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. This is what Jesus told the disciples. It's amazing. We can all be here and somebody will say something and to mean something to somebody else. When you go and stand in the street of Singapore and you say, go, you may have 50 people come to you immediately. Because there's many of them called Mr. Go. Say, go. But when I say go, you go away. But I say go in Singapore, it means the thing that you are calling Mr. Go to come. So somebody's name. So it depends on where you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? So may God give you understanding. I said, may God give you understanding. That is why I'm talking to you about the mysteries of the kingdom. Cousin, is it working well? It's working well, isn't it? Mysteries of the kingdom. What it means to understand it. Mysteries, secrets, divine secrets. May God open your eyes to see divine secrets. May God open your ear to hear divine secrets. Some people come to church, the only they remember are the jokes. They don't remember anything again about the church. That pastor is very funny, oh, that's all. But the pastor also has a lot of revelations for your life. Do you understand? Now, how would I know that the mysteries of the what you have received has affected you? How would I know? It's the effect of the word on your life. Can I have an amen? That is what's going to make me see that, hey, your ears are really blessed and your eyes are really blessed. Amen. So I told you several mysteries I'm going to talk about. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the mystery of inclclusion. And that's a mystery I can preach over and over again because all of us are inside. Hallelujah. Thinking, when you think about it, you feel you are so disqualified.
But you are so included, you wonder why. You wonder why God will choose somebody like you. Somebody like you. Years ago, they had the American Dream Team. Basketball players, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, and all these one guys. Shaquille O'Neal. Was he on the team? Shaquille O'Neal. And then, yeah, they were there. American Dream. Nobody could beat them. They were the best of basketball players. Specially selected. Specially chosen. That you are the American Dream Team. And when they meet you, they score you. You be hopeless. Hopeless. 105-19 type of. Wide margins. Because that was the American Dream Team. But God also has his dream team. God chose the best. And the best includes somebody like you. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord that you are in God's dream team? Somebody like you have been chosen to join God's dream team. The favorite song of all is to hear the redeemed. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen? God has included us in. Anyway, so we would carry on. I want to talk to you today about the mystery of godliness. Can I have an amen? The mystery of what? Of godliness. And let's get to the Bible very quickly and then carry on because we have communion this morning. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse number 16. And let's all read it out very loud and clear. Ready, go. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. This is called the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I wanted to read it out again so they can see the four very important things of mentioned here. Ready, go. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified the spirit, seen of angels, for preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Actually, there are six sections of this message, of this godliness, this mystery. Why is it called a mystery? Because it's a divine secret. Hallelujah. When he came, the Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh. He came and was born in the manger. God coming in the flesh is a mystery. How can God walk on earth? Read Jonah's book, when God walked the earth. Angels were shocked that God will actually come down and walk on earth. It is difficult to believe. In fact, difficult to understand, but it is a mystery. Can I have an amen? Now, it explains to us that, first of all, he was manifest and was justified. That means he was perfect. Angels saw him. Angels saw Jesus walking down here on earth. And then, Bible says, he preached to Gentiles. Or the message was preached to Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received them. That is also the transition we are all going to go through. At a point, we shall be translated, and we shall be received in glory. Say amen. Now, godliness means godly character, a character of God, or the nature of God. Say amen. Now, it's very important to understand this, that when we talk the mystery of godliness, how does the character of God impact your life? Should I ask you that question again? How does the character of God's nature, how does it impact your life? How does it affect the way you speak, the way you talk? As you have been around for some time, as you have been in church for some years, as you've been serving God for a while, how does God's character, God's nature, God himself, how does he influence your character? When you say somebody is godly, it means that he behaves like God. I know why you are quiet, because I'm going to be dialing your number very soon. Are you there? It's not going to be easy in the church. I mean, he's a godly person. That means that when you see him, you see God around him. Now ask your neighbor, do you think you are qualified? Do you think you're qualified? Ask him or her, are you godly? Please ask her. What a shock. Hey, it's not easy, I tell you. Can we smell God around you? No, ask your neighbor, can people smell God around you? In your workplace, in your office, ask him, in your school, can people smell God around you? When you talk, can we hear God speaking? Hey, I'm coming home, I tell you. I'm talking about the mystery of godliness. How God's character impacts our character. Olivia, are you there? When I come to your home, will I smell God around you? The way you talk to your husband, I will come say it's a godly way of talking. There's no mystery of inclusion. It's all about mystery of godly, inclusive one. We have finished that one. Now talking about you yourself, your character. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. The mystery of godliness. Sir boy, are you there? When we look at you outside church, out for the church, everybody looks okay. But outside church, can people smell God around you at all? When somebody come close to you, does it smell appetite or smells God? It's a question. Godly. Some people wear white shirts. You know, when you wear white shirt, green white shirt, you look godly. But I'm talking about your character, not the shirt you are wearing. Not your bow tie. Tony, not your bow tie. By the way you treat your wife. Because this is a godly man. I know why you grew up quiet this morning. I'm coming home to somebody here. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Some of you young kids, the way you talk to your parents, the way you talk to your mother and your father, are you a godly person? Are you a godly person? Brother, the way your hand is moving under the lady's skirt, are you a godly? Oh, I should go home. I should start the message. Hello? How many at the back? Can you hear what I'm saying? Yes. Yes. Godly. Hey, those of you at the back, on the upstairs, please keep the sound is very good though. If you tamper with it, it means that you don't like the message. That's why you're tampering with the message. Hallelujah. Brothers! Okay, let's go to the Bible and look at a few scriptures. And then, as I said, we're going to have communion. No? All of us are going to be sanctified and we're going to be godly from today. Say amen. God cleanse us. By the blood. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. From verse 7 to 9. Let's read it. But refuse profane and old wise fables, but exercise rather thyself unto godliness. Refuse. profane and all and all wise. Refuse what? Verse 7 again, verse 7, quickly. But refuse profane. 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 What is profane? Profanity. What that includes pornography. Hey, are you there? Are you still there? Refuse it. Refuse certain movies. Bible says, refuse profane and old wise fables. That means old wise fables is another expression for soap operas. Some soap operas are very bad. Soap operas that you learn how to quarrel with your husband. How to do this, all sort of bad, bad things. Refuse it. Tell neighbor, I refuse it from today. Say, I refuse profanity. Say like you believe it. Young men and young women in the church, and especially young men, you must refuse profane things. Some of you, you come from tribes where they insult very easily. Yes. When somebody steps your toe, what do you say? That tribe, what did they say when somebody steps? And they do a sign. It's profanity. Refuse it from today in the name of Jesus. Are you still in church? Refuse it. That way of doing your hand. That hand that you do, it's a sign. It's a message. And some of you don't care. You do it easily. It becomes your culture. But from today, we refuse it in Jesus' name. Shout your loudest amen. Refuse profane and old wise fables and exercise thyself rather unto God. In other words, do things that will make you more like God. Are you there? Do things that will take you towards the character of God. Hallelujah. Exercise rather yourself unto godliness. What are the things that we can do that will make you more and more godly and less worldly? We are in church. I said we are in church. Let's get on quickly. Verse 8. For bodily exercise profits little. In other words, if you go to the gym, it's of some profits, but little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is that now is and that which is to come. And verse 9, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Now let's look at it from the New Living Translation, and then we carry on. Bible says, New Living Translation, verse 7, from 7, NLT. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Hallelujah. Train yourself. It's a training. This is a training school. Can I have an amen? So train yourself to be what? Godly. Train yourself. Don't say that my nature is that I have a very bad temper. When I'm angry, I insult people. Hey, train yourself. I'm preaching. We will not accept that argument again. That means, that's my nature. My family, we're all very quick-tempered. So when we are angry, we insult people. It is a bad argument. We will not accept the argument saying that as for me, young girls are my weakness. Hey! Train yourself from now. I'm preaching. We will not accept it again. Tell your neighbor, we will not accept it again. No, we will not accept it. You cannot say, young girls are your weakness. We refuse that in the name of Jesus. Bible says, train yourself. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? Some of you young men, when a lady is walking in front of you and the bum is shaking and then your thing is rising, why don't you? Listen. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm sure. Why don't you just walk quickly and walk in front of the girl so that you not be watching what is making the thing rise? Train your. I'm sure the ladies. The ladies are wondering what is wrong with men. We know there's everything, but we are training ourselves to be. Yeah. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Train yourself. Hold your neighbor's shirt and shake him and say, train yourself. I mean, hold and shake the person, train yourself. When you're watching a movie and it's a bad movie, turn it off and read the Bible. Train yourself. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you still here? There are things that when you do them, it's part of the training. It's part of that is making you godly, making you look like God. How can you be in the cadet 2 years and there's no change? Oh, you come to say, I receive a car, I receive a house, but your car is still the same. You still carry condom in your bag when you're going out in case you backslide. Yeah. That's what I got to know on Tuesday. Some young men carry condom in their bag in case they backslide, then they can use it. Have you heard some before? In case they backslide. In the case of backsliding, I am protected. What a shock. Train yourself. Hallelujah. Reading your Bible every day is a training. I have a few more minutes, isn't it? Yeah. Train yourself. Push him and say, pray, train yourself. Train yourself. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Verse 8. The same version that NLT. Physical training is good. How many of you do some walks around sometimes? You see, walk around as exercise. How many of you go to the gym once a while? Can I see your hand? Go to the gym once a while. Hey, as an example, you go to what gym? Cadet gym, what a shock. Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Going to the gym is a good thing if you can. But the Bible says that physical training is good. But training unto godliness is much better. Clap your hands for the Lord. Training for godliness is much better. So going trotting in the morning is good. Doing press-ups. Pastor Isaac, you have an Isaac? Can you do some, Pastor Isaac, support? Can you do some press-ups for me? Press-ups on the stage. Quickly. Press up on the stage. Yes. Go down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Clap for him. You have done well. Give me a microphone. Keep standing there. Get me a microphone. Now you see, what he did, the Bible says that, take the microphone. Bible says that what he did is good. Very good. But there's something that is much better. Speak in tongues. This is called training yourself in prayer, in godliness. Now, this is much better. You see, the benefits that he has received by praying is more than the one that he received from press ups. Because that's what the Bible is saying. Can you understand? The Bible is saying that physical exercise is good, but spiritual exercise is much better. So the benefit you get by reading the Bible, by praying, by coming to church, far more outweighs the benefit you get by going to the gym. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Bible says that it's much better promising benefits in this life and the life to come. Hallelujah. So spiritual exercise or godly training, godly, if you train yourself in godliness, you benefit in this life and then in the life to come. Thank you, Pastor Isaac. Clap for him. Very strong. So, why is godliness beneficial? Both here and there. You see, when you are godly, when you are, you decide that, look, I will not drink beer, Guinness, gin, Akatashe, blue label, red label, what else? Johnny Walker. Huh? Black label. I don't go bitters. Smirnoff. Vodka. Hey! Bible says that when you train yourself to stay away from such things, you will benefit in this world and also in the world to come. Because there are many sicknesses that drinking will give you. So when you stay away from the drinking, you are benefiting in this world before even the world. For example, if you are a doctor, can I tell you the benefit of, hey, give her the microphone. Bring me the microphone. Call a good trained doctor. What are some of the benefits of what diseases that you can get by drinking alcohol? Some of the diseases. Number one.
Liver cirrhosis.
What does it mean?
Oh, it's
stand up so they can see that you're a doctor.
It's an inflammatory condition or like a disease affecting the liver.
Affecting the liver. So yes. If I drink alcohol, I can have liver disease. What else?
Yes, you can get primary liver cell cancer.
Pardon?
Primary liver cell cancer.
Primary liver cell cancer. Look at the names of this thing. May God deliver you from that disease in the name of Jesus. All right, what else?
Any other type of cancer to like maybe throat cancer.
Throat cancer.
Yes.
All right. What else?
Then you can also get nutrition disorders like malnutrition because you are drinking and not eating well.
Yeah. So some people in there, instead of working on a photo, do you understand what I'm saying? What about ran stomach?
No.
Oh, okay. Now I know the cause. Are you there? So you see, just it can also, I think, can also give you ulcers, some kind of ulcers.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It can.
Why are you laughing?
It can. Hey. You are drinking and not eating well.
You are drinking and when you drink, you don't normally eat well.
Yes.
And it can give you ulcers.
Yes. Yes.
Let me really say your shoes get spot early. That's not a disease. What else?
It can give you mental disorders.
It can give you mental disorders. So you see, all these that she's talking about cancers, talking about ulcers, talking about mental disorders, talking about liver sicknesses, all of them, you avoid them just by refusing to drink. So you see, when you exercise yourself in godliness, that alone, you are benefiting from this world. It's beneficial. What about smoking? Smoking. Is smoking good or bad? Why is it bad? You see, I'm just talking about the benefits of these things in this world. Bible said that. Put that scripture up again. It said physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better. Promising benefits in this life. So what he's saying is that if you avoid some drinking of some things, you will benefit in this life. Your life will be extended. You will avoid some types of cancers. You are going to avoid ulcers. You are going to even avoid mental breakdown. You are going to avoid. It doesn't. Does drinking affect your pancreas?
Drinking, yes. Pancreatitis.
Uh-huh. Yes. I know something. Pancreatitis. It affects your pancreas. I mean, it's terrible. So you see, you don't know that you, by giving life to Christ, coming to church, and people are laughing at you that you are in Mansa. When you go to party, you are drinking Fanta in Mansa. Don't worry, you drink the women drink Fanta like that. You are Hello? Hello? You see, somebody, there's a drunkard. Somebody who's drinking up there. Somebody up there is trying to be a drunkard. Okay. No, I'm serious. I am not joking. I'm serious about the message I'm preaching. May you exercise yourself in godliness. Smoking. Also, what are the two of these are smoking?
Lung cancer.
Lung, all of us know. Did you used to drink, Reverend Louise? What were you drinking? Today is his birthday, by the way. What were you drinking?
Various things, Bishop.
Like?
Akpeteshi.
Uh-huh.
Various types of gins.
Gins.
Whiskies.
Whiskies.
Beer.
Beer.
Bitters.
Bitters. Where is Brother Paul? It was literally. Uh-huh.
Bishop,
what I was smoking?
Yes, Bishop.
What are you smoking?
Cigarettes.
What name? What the name of cigarettes?
5-5, king size, embassy, Tosca.
And then, what about you? You used to smoke other things apart from cigarettes?
Occasionally, I've smoked weed before.
Well, look at him. Look at him. The blood is powerful. Today he's a reverend standing here today with all the buses. Hey, Brother Paul, come. I'll come back to you. Brother Paul, when you went for the interview for the job, what did they tell you? Look, tell them. What did they tell you?
Bishop, they asked me if I drink. And
you're going for a job?
Yes.
You went for an interview?
Interview.
And they asked whether you drink?
Whether I drink. They ask me only three questions, and then they ask me if I drink.
And then?
And when I say yes, they offer me the job with drinks. And it has been drinking galore from one point to another. We can travel from Accra to Bulga only drinking nonstop. Sometimes we don't even eat. All we eat is meat because you are drinking no food. But you wake up, you work, you drink, you know. Continuous like that.
Wow. Was it difficult to stop drinking?
Yes, it was.
How difficult?
Initially, I tried it, but I failed. And then I told myself I'll try again. And though it was difficult, I decided to walk away from those friends that I had.
Walk away from those friends. Clap your hands for this. That is the key. The key for his deliverance was walking away from those friends. There are people in your life. As long as they're in your life, they will destroy your life. What a way. Why don't you find good friends in church? Why don't you find people who don't drink, who don't do those bad things? Walk away from some friends. Tell your neighbor something about you. You are the reason for this. You are the reason for this message. Hallelujah. Walk away from them. This man walked away from the job. He said, as long as I stay in this job with these friends, my life will be destroyed. How many years did you drink?
Bishop, it took me almost 7 years.
7 years of drinking, wasting his life. His life was being eaten away and ebbing away. But he got to a point where he said, I don't want any of this anymore. And for me to be free, I am walking away from these friends. I'm telling everybody here, if you're going to exercise yourself in godliness, there are some people that you must walk away from. I know I didn't say amen because I'm talking to you. If it goes for funerals, it is not compulsory that you should drink. And a Christian, see, one of the things that I've heard people say a lot is that Christianity, there are no do's and don'ts. Have you heard it before? There are no do's and don'ts. What nonsense is that? There are no do's and don'ts. You don't do it. Look, if you want to do well, you must have do's and don'ts in your life. I'm preaching. I said, if you want to do well in life, there's things you do, some things you don't do, them as do's and don'ts in your life. You must just, I don't drink. Finished. I don't smoke. Finished. Say amen. Amen. This may be very mundane, very easy thing, but I'm saying that there may be people in church, you've been coming, but you still have the alcohol has a hold on your life. Once a while, you go back to those old friends occasionally during funerals, during naming ceremonies. You do this, but Bible is telling us here that if you are going to exercise in godliness, stay away from these things. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Amen. You've got to tell yourself, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't chase girls. I don't watch pornography. I don't do it. I don't do it. Say amen. Amen. Try. God will help you. I said, God will help you. I said, God will help you. Are you still in church? Do not allow the devil to destroy your life. When you do godly things, when you draw toward the character of God, you have benefit in this life. You know, there's a song that we sing. You see, even if heaven is not there, you realize that you have lived a better life. If heaven,
never was promised to me, neither promise to live eternally. It's been worth just having the Lord in my life. I was living in a world of darkness. He came along and brought me the light.
Sing it again, that part.
If heaven never was promised to me, neither a land where we'll never grow, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. I was living in a world of darkness. He came along and brought me the light.
Hallelujah. Even if heaven wasn't promised to me, neither God's promise to live eternally, if I don't have those promises, it's been worth just having God in my life. Amen. It's been worth living in a world of darkness. He came along and your life is much better without some things. I say your life is much better without some things. Don't let anybody deceive you that, oh, you must also have a boyfriend. You must also have, oh, this is how it is. Every young girl has a boyfriend. This is not true. Not every young girl. There's some young girls who are godly. Not every young girl has a boyfriend. Not every young girl commits abortion. The place is quiet. I'm preaching. I'm telling you, not every young girl commits abortion. Amen. No, the fact that all your friends commit abortion doesn't mean there's a star. You must walk away from friends who will go with you, do all sorts of things. Walk away from them, and may God give you godly friends. May your character draw closer and closer to God. I'm preaching. Let God be seen in your life. The way you talk. One of the areas of blessing to honor God, to show God your character as a child, is to honor your parents. Amen. Honoring your parents is a sign of godliness. Godliness. Honoring your parents. Giving honor to your parents, father and mother. Honor them. The Bible says that such a life, the Bible says that if you honor your father and mother, you're going to extend your life. Amen. It's a promise, it's a word of God that comes with a promise. When I see mothers crying over their sons, I took a young man in my car. I said, listen, your mother will always be your mother. He said, I don't care. I said, one day you will care. One day you will care. Your mother. He said, Bishop, don't know how wicked my mother is. Your mother, the wicked mother, has been with you all through. You are now, I mean, close to 30 years or 30 years plus. And you have such animosity and such disrespect towards your parents, towards the elderly. We are losing that courtesy, that culture of honoring grown-ups. We don't have it anymore. We talk to people by heart. It's not a sign of godliness. I'm saying something. Today you brought yourself. Are you here? I said, are you here? Honor your father and mother. Honor them. Respect them. Respect the elderly. Respect them. Someone older than you, show him respect. Amen. I said, amen. Daughters who fight with their mothers. Yeah. Some of you, your mother can even kneel down and beg you not listen to your mother's counsel. Yeah. One lady came and said that my daughter has taken a bucket and hit me with a bucket. The daughter, one day a woman was dead, and they were filing past the woman's. They were filing past. She was giving the last respect. When her son got to where the mother and the lady stayed, she removed the mother's wig and slapped the mother with the wig. Can you believe it? The dead mother has been laid in state, dead mother. He removed the wig and slapped the mother's face with the wig. How dishonorable can you be? You see how it is? I said, a son, a child who's dishonored the parents, the eagle will pluck out the eyes. I'm telling you, they will pluck out your eyes. You think that you can talk to your parents anyhow, you can disregard them, you can walk away, nobody can advise you. You are not godly. Your coming to church is a waste of time. What is the effect of the preaching on your life? What is the effect of preaching on your life? On your life. If you keep coming to church, you sing in the choir, you lift your hands and so on, but no, your parents can never advise you. Stand up, let's close. We are ending here for today. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody. The mystery of godliness. Godliness will make your life here beautiful. And your life that is to come. Lift your two hands to the Lord and talk to God. Everybody. Everybody. Let me show you one scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. From the New Living Translation. 1 Timothy chapter 6. From New Living. These people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt. Okay? True godliness with contentment itself is great wealth. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. Verse 7. Look, we are going back and forth too much. 7. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave. Verse 8. So, if you have enough food and clothing, let us be content. The next verse, verse 9. But people who long to be rich fall into temptations and trapped, and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into the ruin of destruction. Friends, God wants to prosper us, but don't become prosperous at any cost. Sister, don't use your body to get wealth. Godliness with contentment. Don't sell your body for a man to buy you a plane ticket. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. I'm preaching. Don't remove your skirt because of mobile phone. It is not worth it. How why are you looking at me that way? I'm preaching to you. I'm ending, don't worry, but I'm saying something. Bible says that some people think that gain is godliness. That's what some people think, that when you have money, it means you are godly. But it's not true. Gain is never, rather godliness is gain, not gain is godliness. Do you understand that? A gain is not godliness. Not every rich person is a good person. You know, many rich people are bad people. The Bible says that if you have food, if you have clothes to wear, therewith be content. It doesn't matter if your mobile phone is there. Is there? Cocoyam. Let them laugh at you. Let them say what they have to say. But one day you may be able to afford a nicer one. In the meantime, you are not going to remove your skirt because of an iPad. No! Somebody say no! Gain is not godliness. For after all, we brought nothing to the world. And certain, listen to me. One day, I've been to many funerals. I've never seen anybody whose house documents are in the coffin. The document of the house that he built, I put in the coffin. I've not seen it before. Cousin, I've not seen one before. Your house documents are put in the coffin because you built the house. So they go back, you go, and then all I've seen, some people, they put money in their coffin. When you go, use it for transport. And then thank God for grave diggers. They go and dig the grave and take the 100 cedis. They are very wise. Lift your hands up and talk to God. Make you help me to be godly. Help me to be godly. Can we have the communion? This morning, we are praying that God will, as we eat the bread and drink the wine, God will cause our minds, our hearts, to be focused on Him. Every ushers, please hurry up, do it very quickly. Everybody lift your hands to God. We want to say that my coming to church should never be wasted. You must say, my coming to church should never, never be a waste. But there must be an impact in my life. Come on, lift your hands up to the Lord and everybody pray. Pray now. Pray and talk to God. Talk to God this morning. What is the Lord, as I keep coming, as I keep saying your way, let there be a change in my character, a change in my life, a change in my behavior, a change in my conduct, a change in the way I speak. Let there come a transformation. Lift your two hands and talk to God today. Say, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. I want to be more godly. Come, can I have the stairs in front to pick up the communion, please? Everybody lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Pray now. Pray now. Ask the Lord to come in here. As I eat the bread, as I drink the wine, I pray, oh God, help me. Help me, oh God, to be more godly, to be more spiritual, to exercise myself in godliness. Karosh Kabahatos, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Everybody lift your voice and pray. They're having a communion in a minute or two.
Like you, oh Jesus.
Hunt and sing. I wanna be more like Jesus.
this morning as we eat the bread and drink the wine, may our minds, may our hearts, may our thoughts, may our speech, may our characters be more like you. Bless your people and be gracious to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take it out. Take a piece of bread and don't eat or don't drink yet. Wait. Just pick it up.
Oh, Jesus.
Saved yet? Everybody is saved? Okay, towards the end. All right. Go up there where the guys are. All right. I want us to join with our presiding bishop in this communion time. So stay attention and let's flow with the instructions that will be given. Shall we go?
We thank you as we come before you with the bread.
Lift the bread up.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let there be true healing for every department of our lives. Healing in our bodies. Healing in our souls.
Yes.
Healing in our spirits.
Yes.
Healing in every part, Lord. Bless us mightily. We thank you. We receive healing because you said, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. We receive life now in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus. Shall we eat it together?
Many have made a mistake before. This is for your mistakes. Father, we declare this to be the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
For all the mistakes we've made, all the lies we told, all the sins we committed,
yes,
we lift up the blood. Love. You say, when I see blood, I will pass over. When the angel of judgment and punishment comes for us, may he pass over us because of the blood.
Yes.
May we escape divinely, all forms of judgment and punishment.
Yes.
May we be preserved.
Oh, yes.
From all forms of attacks.
Yes.
Armed robberies.
Yes.
Wickedness.
Yes.
Unreasonableness.
Yes.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
We receive it.
I receive
the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen. Lift your hands.
Then lift your hands.
I prophesy. You are blessed.
I receive it.
You are healed.
Yes.
You are strengthened.
I receive it.
You are delivered.
I receive it.
Any form of armed attack against you fails now.
I receive it.
Any form of hurt with a knife fails now.
I receive it.
Any attack with a gun fails now.
Amen.
Every plot and plan and decision that has been taken against you fails now. Every meeting and conspiracy to harm you, to go against your future, to go against your life, to go against your money, to go against your existence, I curse the table that meeting was held on. In the name of Jesus, you are set free by the power of God.
Yes.
You are lifted to the higher level in the name of God.
Yes.
Receive the grace of God.
I receive it.
Receive unexpected assistance.
Yes.
Receive unexpected help.
I receive it.
Receive unexpected favor.
I receive it.
In every area of your life.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You are going to come back here with good news. You are going to come back here with good testimony.
Yes.
You are the next person who is going to give a fantastic testimony.
I receive it.
Your testimony will be very nice.
Yes.
Because the power of God will have intervened on your head.
Yes.
Receive grace to overcome every type of opposition in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see somebody's right leg.
Bring it
up. You are stepping into a good thing. You are stepping into a good place.
Yes.
For the first time in your life, I see you entering a higher ground, a better ground. Step your right leg. You are stepping into something higher and something better.
Yes.
Prophetically, receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord, everybody. And close your eyes with me as we bring this service to a close. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this Sunday morning, you're not sure you go to heaven or hell when you die. You're not sure you're born again. Can I have the ashes, please? Be where you are. Ashes, let there be little movement. Everybody close your eyes. If you're here this Sunday morning, maybe somebody said, let's go to church and you came. Or maybe you've come a number of times. But today, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I'm coming to you. If you're here right now and you want to come to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. Let it go higher than your head. I see your hand. So many of you, don't look at anybody. You lift your hands up because I just want to pray with you and then we close. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Let today be a day of salvation, a day of total healing and deliverance for them. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me right now. Come.
Happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day. When Jesus was. My sins away.
Oh,
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day,
happy day.
When Jesus washed my sins away,
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Now bow your heads with me. Let's all say this prayer. The whole church, join us as we pray. Lift your two hands in front here. Lift your two hands with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I know I am a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, Jesus, write my name in the book of life. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your blood. Help me to serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. From today, I am born again. From today,
I am a child of God. From today, I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for helping me. In Jesus' name. Now listen, I want all of us in the congregation, everybody stand, put your two hands on your head. Let's ask God to forgive us for our sins. Let's ask God to wash us. Any area where we've faltered, anywhere we have sinned, open your mouth and ask God to show you mercy. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to wash away our sin. Ask God to draw us closer to Him. Ask God that, tell God, God, as I come to church, keep coming, I want to draw close to you. I want to draw close to you. Just put your hands on your head and pray. Pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I ask you today, help me to draw close to you. Help me to draw close to you. Help me to serve you. Forgive me, Lord, every weakness, every sin, everything that I've faulted. Today, I plead. Everybody, talk to God in your own way. Ask Him. Ask Him for His mercy. Ask Him that God be kind to me, Lord. Forgive me. Please show me mercy. Help me, Lord, to draw close to you. Help me, Lord, to draw close to you. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your kindness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want all of you in front here to go with my dear sister waving the hand there.